Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Hi, George.
Hi.
All right, I've got a crazy lost it story.
Was it you who lost it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Valentine's Day, 2003. I was just leaving a liquor store. I had gotten a bottle. I had a date all lined up with a girl. And I'm driving my friend's mom's SUV. All right, I'm driving down this road. The speed limit's 35. I come up behind this car who's going 20 miles an hour. So, of course, I pull up right behind him. You know, I'm riding him a little bit. He brake checks me and then just takes off. I held down my horn after him. I rolled down the window. I'm leaning my head out, screaming, flashing the brights, swerving up behind him. Just crazy. So I had my horn held down continuously. All right, so we go all the way up this road, at least, you know, maybe a little bit more than a half a mile. I'm just flying after him, just belligerent. And he brake checks me again. I don't stop. I smashed this kid. I put his trunk in his back seat. It was crazy.
Now, did you do that on purpose?
Well, I didn't stop.
You didn't stop. Well, you could have, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, what happened? What happened when the two of you got out of your cars? Of course, you were in your friend's mother's car, but what happened when you two got out?
I was so mad. All right, he gets out of his car. I jump out, and I said, you mother.
Easy here. You're on radio.
I know. I held back. And he had to take one look at me. He jumps back in his car, locks his doors. His parents are there with a camera within 5 minutes. The police are there. And it was the only thing I ended up getting cited for was an assured clear distance, because I was actually really nice to the police officer. That always pays off.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
But this guy's parents were just getting belligerent with the police. But then you want to hear the worst twist about this story?
Probably when you had to take the car back to the friend's mother.
Well, no, there was no damage to the SUV I was driving. That's what I was so afraid of.
You gotta be kidding me.
Not a scratch. And this kid's trunk, I swear it was in his back seat. It was smashed. It was this little Saturn.
Now, what lesson? All right, but tell me, what's the highlight of this then?
Well, let's see. We go through all the accident report and stuff, and my friend's mom comes up. She gets to the car. She's upset, obviously. But then I think I'm just about to leave and finally go and be able to hang out with this girl, and I end up getting arrested for an unpaid speeding ticket, and I go to jail for about 4 hours.
They got you in the long run, didn't they? And yeah, there was no Valentine's date that night, was there?
No Valentine's date at all. I was so upset.
There is a moral to this story, isn't there?
Oh yeah, I've been so many car accidents and stuff, and you know I took a road rage class, and that really helped me. Anytime now, I just take a deep breath, I count to 10, I just get in the slow lane and say it's not even worth it, you know.
Are you normally an easygoing guy?
George, I think I'm like a bipolar person or something, because I'm not a fighter. I break up fights when I see them. I've broken up, you know, just crazy stuff. Like my friend got jumped by 6 people, and I just, you know, I stepped in, one of them had a knife, and it's like, I hate fighting, but sometimes like stuff just, it'll get me, and my anger just, it explodes, and I hate it. You know, I've really tried to work on it over the past couple of years. I've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, you got to. Anger management. You maybe take some of those classes.
Oh, yeah. It never pays off to get mad. It just never pays off.
No, and you know, Brian, one day you're going to road rage, and some guy's going to have a gun.
Yep, you never know.
And you know what? You never know. Exactly.
It's just not worth it. All right, I love you, George. You're my favorite radio host in the whole world, and you have a good night.
Okay, you take care of yourself. Yep, it's just not worth it. Lost It Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Jim from Lakewood. I just wanted to tell you something about a root canal that I had that went bad, and and I mean very bad. My tooth was so infected I could push on the gum and pus would come out.
Come on, Jim. We're eating here.
And so it did go bad, so I had to go to an oral surgeon, and he operated on me in his office, and later on he told me I should have had you in the operating room rather than in the chair in the office. And he was trying to pull the roots out with those things that looked like old-time nut pickers. and a couple of them broke, and I saw flashing steel going across my face. And the problem was is that you can't, because it was infected, when you put Novocaine in, Novocaine does not take into infected tissue. So I felt that stuff, everything that I was telling you. Well, anyway, what happened was when he was done, he felt so bad. He goes, well, here, I got to give you this pain medicine. So he gave me this high-level pain medicine, but he, in his nervous hand, he writes down two refills on it. And you're not supposed to, by law, refill certain narcotics.
Pain pills, that's true. You're
right. That's right. So I take it to the pharmacist. I'm already delirious thinking about the one guy, thinking about that guy that couldn't get, he finally got the tooth out and it was a big mess and everything. I'm all packed. My mouth is full. And then I give it to the pharmacist and he starts screaming at me because people will try to, you know, falsify the prescription.
Right. They'll try to change that.
And he's yelling at me in front of all these people going, what are you doing? You can't do this with a prescription like that. And I just, you know, this is radio, expletive, what? Just give me what you can. And then I turn around and I got friends and relatives that were behind me I didn't know. And I turned around and looked at them and I said, you know what? You just don't get it. You know, but I couldn't believe how I had to go off on this pharmacist because of what that simple thing he said to me. I know that. I knew that. But why did he have to tell me that in front of everybody? I mean, he made me do that and I didn't want to do it. But I'll tell you, like that one guy that called in, you never know when that button's going to get pushed. And, I mean, I said things that I didn't know I was capable of saying in public.
And then when you're in your car or home, you're saying, how did I lose it?
It's exactly. As a matter of fact, the neighbor that knew me said, I didn't know you were capable of doing something like that. And you know what? After that story I just told you, what would you do?
You know what? I'd be upset. And first off, did he fill the prescription? Did you get the pain pills?
Yes, he did. But why the lecture in front of everybody? I didn't need it then. Maybe he didn't know what I went through, and maybe I was just one of them guys that, stick something in your mouth and, you know, and try and get more medicine. But, geez, I didn't need it, George.
People who are in the public eye, who are working as, you know, restaurateurs, waiters, waitresses, pharmacists, people who are dealing with the public all the time, cashiers, wherever you may be, if they're having a bad day, man, there's nothing worse because they share their bad day with you.
Oh, absolutely. I after a while, I'm just like you now, I kind of felt, you know, like maybe that's what happened. Maybe he had a bad day, but you know what? I had a bad few days, you know, and it's like, who needed that? It's when I turned around and told everybody, you don't get it, do you? I mean, I didn't quit with the pharmacist. I had to take it out on them, too. But when you lose it, you lose it.